This is a pretty long question, but I've received a number like this, so I want to address it. I am a mass communications specialist in the U.S. Navy with nearly 16 years of active duty. My goal is to complete a 20-year military career before retiring and beginning a civilian. Here is my ethical dilemma. My current assignment is not only to document and publicize certain Navy missions, but also to present them in a positive way. I do not mean that I am expected in any way to lie, but what I mean is I am expected to brag as if to say, hey, everybody, look at what wonderful things we are doing. The dilemma is that I strongly oppose most of these so-called wonderful things. And then he gives, some examples that are pretty clear to us, fighting the wrong wars, turning sailors into social servants, and kowtowing to politicians and presenting what they say as proper tactics, etc. And he says one real aspect of the problem is that he has to put his byline, his name, implying his stamp of approval on every PR release. And he does go on that this job will last only, I think he says, 4 or 5 more months, and then he will be moved to a good Navy job. So the question is, how should I evaluate this situation? And I would say this is a difficult question. It's very different than if, for instance, you had a job with the IRS and they did a campaign on how they're so happy to fleece the rich and you were supposed to do it. Now, because it's a question whether you should join it to begin with. But in that kind of case, morally, you would have to quit the IRS. Now, what you should do in the Navy is a justified, and more than that, an essential institution to the survival of the country. Even then, in such an institution, certain individuals should quit because they are otherwise giving a sanction that will have major practical consequences. For instance, suppose you are a general and you are the one that was ordered to stand down during Benghazi, and you know what's going on behind the scenes, you are obligated morally to announce it and resign. Otherwise, you are abetting evil. You're exonerating by silence the people responsible and cementing further a policy of having irresponsible politicians treat the military as pawns that they can deal with however they wish and lie at the same time. So the fact that it's a good institution does not mean that you should automatically approve of everything. But if you are a lower officer in the ranks, it may be that what you do has no appreciable significance or effect or any public knowledge. You have to judge what you quit over in terms of how important is your rank and therefore what significant consequences or insignificant would follow from you quitting, and also what is the size of the betrayal that you're revealing. If it's Benghazi, that's one thing. But for instance, if it's that toilet seats cost $200,000 when, let us say, the White House could get them for $198,000, I don't think you are obliged to quit on that grounds. Everybody knows that all institutions are bloated with waste. It's not even news to find out that this is going on in another one. So I would say a case of something like that, something that itself or the equivalent is already known, and your quitting over it won't make the slightest difference. Or, for instance, even if you know that the Navy has been told, don't do anything about Iran, we're waiting to see what goes on in the White House. You couldn't do anything because it's a non-objective, And, you know, your superiors can knock down what you say by saying the military has to wait on the White House. So you have to be sure that you have an objective thing to quit over, that it will be important given your rank and access to the public, and that you're talking about a real betrayal. Now, if they are making a secret deal to give weaponry, you let Iran go ahead with nuclear weapons, and you know about it and can establish it, you certainly should quit, because that is a crucial thing to the welfare of the country. But if they're simply asking you to put your name on some stupid PR thing for a few months, and you don't have, I don't know exactly your rank, but it doesn't sound like a five-star general, I would say I wouldn't worry about it. If you took the principle that whenever the Army or the Navy takes an action or adopts a policy that a rational person would disapprove of, then that person is morally required to quit, then who would be left in the Navy? Only the irrational or the people who don't give a damn. So I would say we do not want all the moral people to resign from important institutions. You can stay as long as you can put up with it by the criteria I mentioned, and hopefully rise to the point where you can have some influence in changing them. As to the fact that you have to put your byline, your name on, that is the worst. Worse even than that you're sending it out, you have to basically imply, I believe this. I don't know how to get around that, if there's any way to say, instead of John Smith says, the military intends to do this, according to John Smith and others, you're making the onus on them. Or would they allow you to get a pseudonym, you know, like John Paul Jones or something that they might approve of, so you're not saddled with it. But I don't know whether they would allow that.